So our industry leaders say a national strategy is needed to deal with our waste and recycling as stockpiles mount up in the wake of China's new import policy. But the Federal Energy and Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, says the government does have a plan.
Well, the solution is to work cooperatively with the states to create new opportunities for Australia to build its domestic capacity to recycle more material, to get governments to procure more recyclable material, to turn more waste into energy, and to look at ensuring that all packaging is reusable or recyclable by 2025.
Federal Energy and Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg speaking on AM earlier, and he'll be sitting down with the state environment ministers today. But the Greens have a plan too. Green Senator Peter Whish-Wilson is chair of the Senate Committee into the Waste and Recycling Industry. Peter Whish-Wilson, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
So Josh Frydenberg outlined his plan. His wish list sounds a lot like yours. Would you support that?
Yes, it's funny that, Fran. It's the first time I've heard him say anything like that. We've been pushing him for years to get a response on what leadership the federal government are taking on the waste issue, not just because there's a crisis on now, but we've had a waste plan that was actually decided by stakeholders, including federal, state, local government, industry and environment groups back in 2009. It's got 16 policies. Very few of them have been implemented. It's been sitting there gathering dust, and the federal environment minister has done almost nothing in his time, in his position, to actually advance the national waste plan. So it's good that he's finally talking about it, but we actually want to see action. No more talk fests.
If the federal government and the states do agree today to outline that plan, to work with states cooperatively, for the governments to provide more resources for recycling, for policies to turn more waste into energy, for instance, for mandatory expectation on industry to have a whole of life recycling capacity. If all that happened, is that the answer?
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of those things are at loggerheads with each other. If you want to invest in a circular economy, that's great. That's what we're proposing. That's going to take some time to design and invest in. Providing incentives for businesses and local government and community groups to upgrade their technology, put in place new processes. It also requires developing markets for recycled products. So there's some certainty there that they can be sold at a decent price and the industry is sustainable. But it's also about reducing the use of plastics and plastic consumption. The problem with waste to energy, Fran, is if that's your answer, you're asking the wrong question. You need to look at recycling in a whole of life approach, cradle to grave. You need to go to the highest value product, and you need to have a system that actually reduces plastic consumption. Just saying you're going to burn it is not the solution, and I don't think that's what the community wants. And if that's the road the environment minister is going to go down today as his solution for this national recycling crisis, then what it's going to do is lead to more delays, and it's certainly not the leadership that this country is looking for.
Well, that might be true. I'm sure that is true in the long term, but in the short term, there is a hell of a lot of plastic. And is there some value in the minister seems pretty keen on this notion of waste to energy incineration. Is it something that's already happening here? Is it a new technology? Do other countries do it?
Other countries do it.
And we have a plastic problem in the world and in our oceans.
We do. And it's interesting. One of the biggest waste to energy companies, Suez, presented at my inquiry in Sydney, and they said that it wasn't feasible to establish the same kind of plant, for example, they use on the outskirts of Paris, in a place like Sydney, or other parts of
the country,
Fran. The reason they gave the committee was interesting. They said they couldn't get a long-term power agreement, an offtake agreement with the grid the way it's set up at the moment. They need a 25 to 30-year locked-in power arrangement to do it. And they said that's just not going to happen in the Australian energy market at the moment, therefore it wasn't on the table. So when the environment minister comes out and talks about these kind of things, what he's actually saying is he wants more delays. We can't afford to do that. We have a recycling crisis in this country, and the industry wants one thing, Fran, and it's, as a senator and chairing a committee, I've never heard every stakeholder singing from the same song sheet like I have on this inquiry. Whether you're an industry representative, whether you're a small company, a big company, a local government, an environment group, they're all asking for federal government leadership, and I think there'll be a lot of disappointment today if that's the environment minister's solution to this crisis.
So what does federal government leadership look like? Does that mean more money? What's the elements of your plan that go to federal government leadership?
Basically, and that's what we heard from stakeholders. The federal government needs to come to the party with a bucket of money. They need to provide incentives to businesses to upgrade and change their technology and have better sorting processes. And that's the kind of thing local government can look at as well. If they're, for example, going on your little snippet you had earlier about bins, that's the kind of thing that can be looked at in that respect. We need specialist grants to local community groups, especially to disability sector, that play a really important role in community recycling. And the most exciting part of our policy, Fran, in my opinion, is a cooperative research centre. You know, 5 years of scientists working with innovators, looking at different ways to solve the recycling problems for all sorts of different waste streams, and also looking at how it can stop plastics going into our ocean, which is arguably one of the biggest pollution issues on the planet at the moment. And that's ultimately why we put our policy out. We want to stop people consuming the single-use plastics. We want to stop that stuff getting in the ocean and killing our marine life.
In a way, the answers seem simple. They start with a simple move, like get the bins working, as we just heard, and they're clearly not working. We have all nobody I know knows what they can and can't put in their recycling bin. Nobody I know.
Well, Fran, I'll confess on national radio, I get confused too.
So that's a simple thing. Now, there's a cost to it, but should that be done, number one?
Absolutely. Look, raising education awareness on recycling is really important. And looking at how we can actually improve sorting at any level of this process.
Well, it needs to be standardised. That was the point being made, doesn't it? And that would mean a cost to bins and trucks and all the rest.
It does. And standardisation is another very important role the federal government can play in terms of standard rules and regulations across the country. And it's one of the key things that stakeholders have been asking for. In terms of the bins, look, it's interesting. Different countries have different processes. You mentioned Germany. Denmark, for example, has different coloured plastic bags. They're special bags they've set up for using for recycling, and you put different waste streams in those coloured bags and they all go in the same wheelie bin. So when the wheelie bin is dumped in the truck, you have all these different mixed coloured bags and they then go and check them, and that's how they do their sorting.
As I say, it all seems pretty simple. You've just got to do it. The other thing that seems...
Leadership. It needs leadership. It needs someone to stand up and say it's a problem and we've got to fix it.
The other thing that seems pretty simple is this notion that the industry, apparently, the Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation is calling for, which is to get everything recyclable and usable by 2025. Now, that's a simple goal, but I would imagine it's going to be hard to achieve. From the inquiry you've been chairing, do you find business and industry interested in that, on board with that, or resistant to that? Because that would be a dramatic change for most, I would have thought.
Yeah, look, our policy is certainly included adopting the Australian Recycling Label, the ARL. We think it's essential. Business, in my experience, often do have issues with extra regulation. But in this case, Fran, I think everyone's pardon the expression, but I think a lot of people have been caught with their pants down with the changes to the Chinese policy. And we are at a point, we're very close in. Councils right around the country where we may end up sending all this good recycling that are done by households to landfill, or we're going to have these massive stockpiles continuing to build up. So I think the industry is at a point where they will accept good suggestions and get on board with actually fixing this crisis.
How much money do you think it would take federal and state investment, to get a full throttle recycling industry going in this country, and to achieve that aim of everything recyclable and reusable by 2025?
Well, look, we started by saying, $500 million to the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. Interestingly, the recycling industry themselves have asked for that kind of funding model, low interest loans, so they can actually go out and upgrade facilities and get better processes put in place. I think it's not going to necessarily be cheap, Fran, but given the public interest in recycling and the environmental problems that come from lack of recycling, including looking at a whole cradle to grave approach, it's not going to be cheap. But ultimately, who ends up paying for this? And it's the ratepayers.
Well, it's not going to be cheap, but is it an investment? I mean, other countries do it. Is there one country around or many countries around who do cradle to grave, who basically have a complete industry around waste, and presumably that's a job creating industry?
Yeah, the best examples are Northern European countries, countries like Germany and Denmark. In fact, Germany's approach, I wouldn't say it's a whole cradle to grave, but it's pretty close. And we managed to get a lot of changes in Germany when the Greens were in the balance of power. That's going back a few years.
So they don't have a waste landfill problem?
No, they don't. And countries like Sweden are very good at recycling. Yeah, that's right. Well, they're very progressive, but they don't have big holes in the ground like we do here. They don't have big areas where we see illegal dumping in old mine sites like we're seeing in Queensland at the moment. You know, there's a lot of reasons why Australia has a waste problem, but at the end of the day, it's just been too easy to sell our low quality waste to a place like China and not worry about what we do. What we have is a crisis, but we can turn towards opportunity. This could be the best thing that's happened to recycling in the last two decades in Australia. This is an opportunity to fix the problem, invest in our local industry, be resilient, create thousands of new jobs. This industry already employs 50,000 Australians, and it also employs low-skilled workers in the disability sector.
Okay.
There's a lot more we can do to actually be resilient, recycle our own stuff, and move towards a future society where we don't use plastic for everything. And then we're not going to have this awful problem where turtles and seabirds and dolphins and whales are choking on plastic.
Senator Wish Wilson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Peter Wish Wilson, a Green Senator and Chair of the Senate Committee into the Waste and Recycling Industry, and State, Federal and Territory Ministers, Environment Ministers, sit down today to try and work out the answer to what is fast becoming a waste recycling crisis.